studio by body language expert and analysis, Suzanne Masefield. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we're kind of talking to you for the fact that First Dates NZ is starting, and we're just talking about dates and how to have a good first date and everything. So this is kind of your area of expertise.
Well, body language is my area of expertise. So right. Whether you're going on a date or going into an interview or, you know, wanting to impress your boss or anything like that, the indicators are actually quite similar.
There is a thing that you were talking to us earlier about, the attractive factor.
Yeah.
That people like you can do when they go on a date.
Yes, something really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give us some of those like wee pointers?
Certainly.
So that before you go on a date, you can like prepare yourself.
But you could also use these for a job interview.
Yeah.
You could use them okay. for anything. It's really to get yourself prepared in advance, but also you can do it actually while you're on the date, if you start to get a bit anxious or things aren't quite going as you'd like.
Right.
Okay.
I always think the key for any experience, and a dating is an experience, is to actually take it as an experience. So don't have an attachment to the outcome. Actually just allow yourself to experience it and see what you get out of it from a growth point of view. And that way, you're not so severely disappointed if they don't turn out to look as you'd like them to.
There is a way that you can make them think you're more attractive.
Yes, definitely.
Body language wise.
And from your perspective, by you doing that, you actually feel more attractive. So attraction is not about what you look like. It's not about gender, age.
Yeah.
It's really about how you feel about yourself, how you come across, how comfortable you are in your own skin and your confidence level.
So you can just waltz in and be real confident if you're not.
So you could be a 3 and they could be a 10.
That's
and
what
you could
I was going to say,
off.
But I didn't.
You could pull it off.
As long as you've got a mutual attraction on,
right.
on somebody. You've got to have some compatibility there, like masculine, feminine energy, things like
yes.
that.
Right. You see guys doing really well for themselves, and it's confidence.
It is confidence.
It's just,
but it's not overconfidence. It's
right.
about presence. I call it presence.
Okay.
Where you're actually really comfortable enough in your own skin that you can sit there and listen to somebody else instead of making it all about you.
No. I don't know why you're looking at me, Suzanne. It's a little hurtful. I feel our first date's not going so well now.
Okay.
Is there like some key pointers, so you're in the date and say,
yeah.
I really liked the guy.
Yes.
Is there a few indicators to see if they like me?
Oh,
their body language?
Definitely, definitely. Well, number one, they'd be giving you full attention with their body, including their feet. Your feet are a really good indicator of where your brain is actually focused. So if they've got one foot heading towards the door, you haven't actually got their full attention.
But what if they've just got a bungy foot?
Yes, that's where you have to think about context of the situation.
Yeah, I get bad Please. Knees, and so you're going to move, yeah.
Okay, so
point your legs
both feet facing you.
Ideally. Yeah. And, you know, it's sort of like would be head, chest, belly button, feet. That's okay. your 100%. But, you know, also eye contact. And this is how you can increase your attractive factor, is giving eye contact, but not so that you're drilling them completely.
And you've got to remember to blink.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm really bad at giving eye contact. I don't like looking at people in the eyes.
What does that say about him?
Let's not go there.
It's a vulnerability thing.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, because you think about what eyes are. They're the window to the soul, and they really actually are.
Ooh.
And again, you're
quite
sensitive.
Don't look at me. Everyone's looking at me.
I see what you mean about that drilling thing, because I can have a conversation with someone and look them in the eye, but the minute it becomes too intense on their behalf, I'm like, oh no, okay, can't look there anymore.
Do you want a quick tip?
Yeah.
Okay. So with looking at somebody in the eyes, it immediately creates an emotional vulnerability, because particularly for people that are sensitive, you know, because it's a real connection.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than just use the emotion, I always say, get your logical brain in gear and look in their eyes long enough to get the colour of their eyes. And that gives your brain something to focus on, so you actually calm down. Take a breath, 7 seconds, then look to the side. Then look back, and it's
sometimes I think
easier.
Like I'm too concentrated on, like I look at them and I'm like, keep looking at the Megan, look at them. And then I realise
I'm not listening
to what they're saying. I'm just going, you're looking at them, and then I'm in a daydream and I've got no idea what they've said.
And that's why you need to take a breath. Because
okay.
you've actually got to engage all parts of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like often we focus on the one thing, and that's where you have to start. It's like you've got to build the muscle of the thing. You know, you've got beautiful eyes. So it's like, that's going to be a big attractive factor for you. And you're interested. You know, your eyes show, I'm interested in life. It's like a bush baby. It's like, wow, what's okay. life happening?
You just gave Megan a compliment. She's keen for a second date.
Yeah. Both my feet are pointing at you.